Blog Talk Radio.
Immortal, invisible, God.
of my blessed Redeemer I think of him all the day long. I speak, for I cannot be silent, his love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, now I love to proclaim it in church wherever I am.
Thank you. Unrest my dear beloved brothers and sisters, Advent Thursday Health Reform, welcome this evening. I'm so thankful that the Lord has spared our life, that we can come to join, to fellowship, and to give praise to the Almighty God who art in heaven. So let us have a word of prayer, my dear brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege that we can gather at your welcome table. We want to thank you for your love that you have extended on us today, throughout the day with protection, your loving care and tender mercies towards us. Father, we want to thank you for food. We want to thank you for shelter, clothing, and most of all, we want to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for traveling mercies, Lord, even for myself. Do a little exercise for quite a distance, and you brought me back home safely, Lord. I just want to give you all the praise that due to you. Now, dear Father, we come to fellowship with you. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon each one of us and allow us, dear Lord, that we will give you the praise that due to you by all the things that you have done. Help us that we can share it towards our brothers and our sisters, and we can let them know that you love us so much that you did not withhold any good gifts from your children. So I just want to give you thanks and help us, Lord, as we go through this portion, Father, that your angel will be there that to guide us, that everything we do, we will represent you. Bless and keep each one, ace in the footsteps of those who will be coming to join us. And you said we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning your will. You are in the midst. So we thank you that you are in the midst this day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. And before we start, I'm going to read this little scripture passage, and it is taken from John 9:6. I don't know if any brother and sister would like to read it. St. John chapter 9, and we're going to read 1 to 6, brothers and sisters, because our topic this evening in press, as we have been hearing and noticing what is happening in this world, we know that sickness is upon the land, and we have a great physician who is Jesus, and he wants us to recognize his goodness to us and that he is the great physician. And as a Health Thursday, we know what the great physician have given unto us, both in Genesis 1 and or Genesis 29 and also 3 John 3. So we're just going to read this little scripture passage here of John 9. To let us know that God can do all things. And this is about the sick man, that was the blind man that was sick, and what God has done. Simple remedy he have used. So I don't know if anyone would like to read it. Can you press one that I can open your line for you to read it, or else I will read the scripture. Just a few scripture, and we will just comment, and then I will ask my brothers and sisters to hoping to share. But we know that God is most powerful, and he can do all things. So he wants us to see how he had done his work while he was on earth, and expecting us to carry out the same work that he had performed. So I have not seen anyone identify that they would like to read the scripture. So I am going to read it. And this is taken from John 9, and I'm going to read 1 to 6, and I'm reading from the King James Version. It also said John chapter 9, verse 1 to 7. It said, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is a day. The night cometh when no man can work. My brothers and sisters, the night is cometh when no one can work. So we better work while it is day, and we have a work to do, as what Jesus performed and what he had told us how the work should be carried out. He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. What a miracle, my dear brothers and sisters. When he had finished spoken the word that he is the light of the world, he started his miracle. And his miracle is spat on the ground, and he took that clay and with the spittle, and he anointed his eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by the interpretation sent. He went his way therefore, and washed and came seeing. Let me see what happened. He went, he was obedient to God's command, and he went and he washed, and when he came back seeing. Let me hear further. And the neighbors therefore, and they that which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is him. But he said, I am he. So I will stop there and we can read over. So we see how God is good, my dear. And God is able to do all things for us. You know, we saw how he healed the sick man, the blind man, and many more miracles our Lord and Savior worked. So right now we know that we have brothers and sisters are in the hospital. We know that some are at home and they are sick. And you know what? All we have to do is to pray for them and ask the Lord to help them, so that they may believe that God is able to do all things. And just as how he had healed this blind man, brothers and sisters, God is able to heal the sick. So we are going to start open this line. Brothers and sisters, we can comment if we want upon this little reading, how God is so good, how he's so great. Thank you again for listening, and thank you all for joining. I'm going to open this line, the first line. Six, three, one, five, two. Your line is open. Can you tell where you share your name and tell where you're calling from?
Pleasant good night, Sister Powell. Pleasant good night, brothers and sisters on Advent Light Prayer Line. I ask God for his love, his grace, and mercy upon my life. It was a very interesting week for me, you know, so much happening. Yeah, and I want to thank God for his miracle that he wrought this week in my daughter's life. She had an accident, and they're checking out to see if her foot is broken. I don't fully hear the result yet. And also, they had another incident where they have a erosion, soil erosion, and where a lot of rain was falling, and they have a soil erosion in Jamaica. And the house where one of my daughter was in, that house has been eroded as well with some other homes. So, you know, so much happening, but I'm just trusting God, because I know what the time that we're living in and how the enemy is working. So I just ask for your prayers as I petition, because in all these happenings, I just keep praying to God and just ask him, God, you know why you allow certain things to happen, but I trust in you.
Yes, Brother Honey, can you repeat? I didn't hear the first part. I think I heard you said rain and what, your daughter, something. I didn't get that clearly. Can you,
they have a landslide, a massive landslide, and the home that they were, her aunt home that she were at for the holiday, and that also has been destroyed by the, because they had a lot of rainfall. And that old house has been destroyed. Yeah. And then yesterday, that happened on Tuesday. And then on yesterday, my eldest daughter, she had an accident where at home, where her leg was fractured right now. I don't know if it is broken yet. So I'm still waiting to hear the result. So much happening. So I just ask for your prayers.
Okay. Yes, Brother Honey, we thank you for joining, even though it's, sad news, but God is in control. Despite of the rain and the house eroded and also destroyed, one daughter who went on holiday, she was spared, right? God had spared their life, and that's a wonderful blessing. Even though we heard the other daughter got met into an accident and also fractured her leg, she is still alive. God is good, Brother Oni. So we're going to lift her up in prayer and, give God thanks for what he has done, because his angels were there protecting them. So we are going to, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to open the line. Right now we're going to pause. We just start, but we're going to pause to go into a little prayer season for my dear brother, our dear brother, Brother Honiel. When a father is away and the children is one side, I do know, we know the feeling of our dear brother now, but my dear brother, trust God, and he is praying on behalf of his children. So let us go in prayer, brothers and sisters. I'm going to open this line for this individual, and I can call, and then I will close the prayer for us to have a prayer for our dear brother Oniel. Let us lift him up for the children. 518-482, I am asking you, please, if you could lead us in prayer for our dear brother, Brother Oniel. I think you heard the request. The prayer request is children, two daughters.
Yes,
can you lead us in prayer for Brother Oniel request?
Who is praying?
Amen. Looks like I'm not hearing anything. You want to check your phone? Okay, it seems like we have some technical difficulties. All right, my dear brothers and sisters, I called 518, but it seems like our phone is giving some problem. So I am going to lead in prayer, brothers and sisters. All right. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you for your love that you have extended upon each one of us. This moment, Lord, as we gather at your welcome table, this Health Thursday night, Lord Father, we are asking you to pour out your blessings upon each one. Now, dear Lord, we lift up our dear brother Oniel to you. We ask you to strengthen brother Oniel. Give him the strength he needs. Thank you.
Oh yeah, member party them they do already go one and a
queen. Yeah, we are hearing some feedback. Okay. We are going in and just use the prayer now, my dear brothers and sisters. So let us bow, right? Father in heaven, we, your children, come once more to give you thanks and praise. Lord, we want to thank you for the word that you have given us, encouragement, Lord, that you are the greatest physician and you are the healer, the sympathizing Jesus. We want to thank you for that story that you work a miracle with that blind man, dear Lord, after you used the spittle on the ground and made the clay and placed it on his eyes, and then you told him to go in the pool and wash, and he went, he was obedient, and he went, dear Lord, and he washed, and he came back with his sight. And people saw what happened, and they were also rejoicing and wondering if it was that man. Now, dear Lord, we give you all the praise because you told us that all things work together for good to them that love you. And you said you wish above all things that your children would prosper and be in good health. So you want us to be in good health. And this is the reason why we come to you this moment on behalf of our dear beloved brother O'Neill, Lord, with their beloved children in Jamaica, dear Lord. We want to thank you for what you have done, dear Lord, with our children, Lord. One of the daughter went for holiday, Lord, and what took place because of the weather, climate change, Father, we have seen, Lord Jesus, all different weathers all over the world, and there was so much rain in Jamaica, the house eroded, but dear Lord, and we had a landslide. But we want to give you thanks this evening. We want to praise you that you have allowed your daughter and the others to be saved, Lord, from that incident, dear Lord. You were there with the angel to protect them and to keep them and to guide them, Lord. Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father, for what you have done. You have worked a miracle, and I know, dear Lord, young sister O'Neill is going to share the love that you have given or granted unto her and also the blessing to her other friends, Lord. We also lift up her, the eldest daughter, dear Lord, who met into an accident, dear Father, and her feet at this time, dear structure. But, dear Lord, we know you are the greatest physician. And as we've been studying your word and know that you are the great healer, we place her in your hand. Continue to pour your blessings upon her with her healing at this time, dear Father, surrounded her and allow the doctors that they may look and do the work that you want them to do, Lord, for your daughter. Bless and keep and guide. And while we ask you too, Lord, to encourage and strengthen the father, brother O'Neill. And continue to bless us, dear Lord, because we too have loved ones who are sick in the hospital and some is at home, and we have loved ones who have lost their parents, Lord, their mother, Lord, this from the COVID-19, Lord. So we just lift them up to you. We lift up our dear sister Ashleen and family at this time, and the grandchildren especially. We ask you to pour your blessings upon them. We lift up Sister Christine and her family. Lord, you are the great physician. We lift up Sister Caroline, Lord, in Louisiana to you today. Dear, you are the great physician. We thank you that you have allowed her to come out the hospital, and we lift her up to you. Also, her husband and her son, Lord, three of them took sick. But you are the great physician, and we just want to give you thanks. And many, many more sickness, Lord, all around. But as we read, Lord, the chapter that we was reading a while ago, dear Father, in John 9, dear Father, we have seen that you can do all things, and the only thing that you cannot do is fail. So we want to thank you for your promises that you have for us. Bless each one of us, Lord, as we gather here. Sister Consinelli, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless her. Sister Carlo, we ask you, Father, to shower your blessings, Lord, and to give her the strength that she needs, Lord. And if there is no other time, she need you. She need you now, Lord, when she is out there, Father God, in the vineyard taking care of those sick. We ask you for your protection and your love towards her. We also lift up our dear sister Tamiko. Lord, continue to bless her this evening. Bless her children, Taiwan and Tony and Kihisha, Lord. And as she lift up Sister Elizabeth and Miriam and Rochelle, Lord, and Pastor Duby, Dorothy, her mom, as she has been witnessing to her mother, we ask you to strengthen her, Lord, and allow her when she presents the message, especially Sabbath truth, that the mother will accept it, Lord. We also lift up her grandchildren and Tony, Lord, and Dennis. Lord, continue to strengthen them. And Tony Jr., we place him in your care, allow him to study your word and get closer and closer to you. We also lift up tonight, dear Lord, as we are on this line, Sister Stephanie, we pray for her, continue to bless, continue to keep her, Lord, and allow the Holy Spirit to reign within her, and also, Lord, her, the children, Kaja and KJ, Lord, and all the young people, them, Lord, that is preparing to go to college. We lift them up to you. You know some of them are standing, especially for the vaccination, and allow them, dear Lord, that they can get their religious liberty exemption so that they will be able to sign up in class, Lord. Bless and keep, guide and protect. We lift up Brother Yudi and the health store to you tonight. You know everything, Sister Melissa, the children, Brother Bernard, and the brothers and sisters over there, over Arkansas, who is studying your word, Lord. We ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon them. We also lift up Sister Leola and Brother Rick to you this morning. Rich to you this morning, this evening, Lord. Also, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Father, we lift up to you this for Brother Richardson and Sister Richardson, all those who are in Tennessee and those in Rhode Island, Brother Chuck and Brother Rick, Lord. We lift up in Tennessee Sister Boyd and Brother Elder Wilson and Sister and all the other sisters, you know, Sister Rem, Lord, we lift them up to you. Father, you are so good. You are so great. We also lift up our dear Sister Barnaby. Continue to pour your blessings upon her and her children and also her grandchildren, both in Jamaica and those that are here or workplace. Allow her that the light that you have shined within her, that she will shine it wherever she go, that others will come to know you. Father, you are so good. You are so great. Elder Rick, Lord, in Queensberry, the church, as we're praying for Ashley, is your daughter, and the good news, what you have done for Ashley, working. She's working now, Lord, and I do know the joy within the heart of parents, Lord, when their children, when you have answer prayer for their children and their brothers. So, Lord, we just want to give you all the praise that due to you. All praise go to you. And tonight, Lord, as we fellowship together, we lift up Brother Aki and James, Lord, young pastor. Continue to be by his side, keep and guide and protect him. We also lift up our dear beloved Sister Katie and those precious little children or grandchildren and our son Dominic, Lord, and continue to bless them, continue to use them so that they will, Sister Katie will be a light to the family so that they can come to know you more and more and also, Lord, to share your love with others. You are so good this evening, dear Father, and as we fellowship, we are asking our brothers and sisters, now is the time for them to press number one so that they can share, Lord, and do share and give you all the praise because you are worthy to be praised. And I do know, Lord, that they have a lot of praises to give you for the things that you have done in their life. Thank you, Lord, for all the prayer requests that we have presented to you. We thank you for Brother Eli. Continue to pour your blessings upon our dear Brother Eli as we pray for Isma, as we pray for Ja'ari, his mother, himself, Jamar, Ebony, Miss Pasco, dear Lord, and so many more, Jamar, the Lord, all of those and the house manager. So we place them to you, Lord. You are God, and you can do all things. So we lift up our church to you, the organization at this time. You know what they are going through, Lord Jesus. We lift up the president and the ministers, them, dear Lord, so that this time that we are in, dear Father, we know it's a serious time, but this is a time for us to keep our eyes upon you and to follow your command that we can go out while it is day to present your word to the dying world. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen. Welcome again, my dear brothers and sisters on Advent Thursday Health Reform. I'm asking you all to press number one so that we can open the line. You know, we want everyone that they will get the opportunity that they can share, that when the time comes for the speaker, you know, we will have quality time to sit down and to give praises and to listen to the word. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name? You're calling for?
Thank you, Sister Powell. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I am happy to be here this evening to join my brothers and sisters in giving God praise and thanks. We are here not by chance, but only because of the goodness of the Lord. That's why we are here this evening. And I pray this evening that the Lord will continue to be with us as we all do, as we all on this line come to contribute something to help someone. Father, this evening I pause at your feet, dear Father, to thank you for each one that you have brought on this line. Help them to know that they haven't come here by chance. But Lord, I pray that you will continue to be in their hearts, that you know this. You know the things that bothers them most, but Father, we pray that you will continue to give them the strength that they need. I thank you, dear Father, for each person, each one that is here, who is listening quietly, that they will gain something from this line. But this evening, Father, above everything else, I heard I was speaking, but Sister Powell was not hearing me. I was saying that I'm sorry to hear of Brother O'Neill's mishap with his daughters. And Father, I am uplifting them in prayer tonight before you this evening. I pray that you will strengthen them, Lord. As parents, help them that at this moment that they may be able to look to you for strength and help. For they still have a lot to thank God for, that they are alive, and that is a praise. So, Father, I pray that you will strengthen them and help them to lean upon your everlasting arms, because we know that you are the great physician and you have never lose a case. No matter how things may seem dark and dreary at this time, Lord, I place them into your hands, that you will touch them wherever they are, Lord, and calm the troubled souls of their parents, that they may continue to look to you, because we know there is much power in prayer. And this afternoon, Father, I'm uplifting them before you, the condition, you know it. They still have life, and that is something we can thank God for and give him praise and thanks that they are not dead, because so many people are passing away each day, each moment of the day, Father. And I just want to give you praise and thanks for them, and that they will keep in good spirit, knowing that the Lord is going to take charge of everything. There are many that are dying, Lord, that are in troublous times. They are going through so much pain. I remember Sister Marlene at this time, Father, that you will touch her heart, touch her feet, Lord, and help her, that she will be restored to want her wanted health and strength, that she may be able to go out back to work. There are many others who are sick, Lord. We uplift them before you this evening. We may not know them by name, but Lord, you know them. Even before we speak, you are here. You know what we want to say. You know their names, you know their condition, and you know, Lord, how much they need you at this time. Father, draw divinely near to them at this moment and give them the very help that they need at this time. Bless them and bless each one this evening that comes on this line, that we may come here together to give strength and encouragement to each other. And as I sing, Father, I pray that you will continue to be with all of us in this line. Keep us, Lord, in good faith and help us that we will never fail in calling upon your name, knowing that you are always near to comfort us and to help us in time of trouble, in time of need. You are always there. And we just want to thank you this evening for hearing and for answering our prayer. I would like to sing this song, two verses of this song, The Great Physician Now Is Near. The Great Physician Now Is Near. The sympathizing Jesus, he speaks a drooping heart to cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Oh, glory to the dying Lamb. I now believe in Jesus. I love the blessed Savior's name. I love the name of Jesus. Sweetest note in Sarah's song. Sweetest name on mortal tongue. Sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus. And when he comes to bring the crown of life and glory, then by his side we will sit down and tell redemption's story. Sweetest note in Sarah's song, sweetest name on mortal tongue, sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus.
Yes, I hope O'Neill will be comforted by the words of those songs.
The great physician is always near to help all of us who are sick, who are suffering, who are in pain, who are in trouble, and we thank God for that great physician, and that great physician is Jesus. This evening, for my little health talk, I just want to quickly and very shortly deal on weakness, disabilitating condition. That's weak condition. A feeling of exhaustion all or much of the time. That's a symptom. Disability. This can be caused by a number of physical or hormonal problems, some of which are mentioned below. Some weak individuals only need rest. All they need is rest, fresh air, sunshine, pure water, nutrition, meat, and freedom from worry. Clean the toxin from the body. You may feel weak for a few days, but afterwards you will generally feel much better and stronger. Overindulgence. Don't wear out the life forces of your body by doing things that you shouldn't be doing, like sitting up late at night, working a lot of late night shifts, the use of coffee, tea, tobacco, alcohol, and processed and junk food are also a source of trouble. A good program of better nutrition, more rest, less tension, and taking time to go outdoors and walk, as Sister Powell did today, 30 to 60 minutes,
at a time will do much to build the body, to make it strong. A cold morning shower invigorates the body. You may have chemicals or food sensitivities. People today are exposed to enormous numbers of chemicals. Try to find what is causing your problem in your food, your home, your environment. Do not smoke or be around smokers. Avoid chocolate, soft drinks, caffeine, and highly processed food. Include vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams, and magnesium, 350 milligrams, in your diet. Eat lots of green food. Drink plenty of water each day. Trust in God. Obey the Ten Commandments and live a healthful life as you can. Okay? And in some cases, the whole digestion must be rebuilt. You have to rebuild it. There can be a speedy recovery with juice therapy, using all types of juice, just using juice, like slippery elm grew, other nutritional herbs such as Irish moss or comfrey may be used successfully as an aid in rebuilding the body after acute chronic illness. The following herbs formulate the chronic illness. The following herbal formula is quite helpful. It combines nutritional benefits with herb tonic. Mix 1 ounce of parsley root, alfalfa, yellow duck root, burdock root, nettles, dulse, and many of these plants. Place in an uncovered pot with some water and boil simmer for 20 minutes and let it cool. Then strain and drink 1 hour until it is reduced to 1 cup. Stir in 1 cup of unsulfured blackstrap molasses and refrigerate and take 1 tablespoon 3 times a day. Okay?
Amen.
For encouragement of this high hydrotherapy treatment, I say that no, in Psalms 27:1, you know what Psalms 27:1 says. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? For encouragement this evening, I would say no one understands as well as Jesus our problems. He is watching over all of us this evening. If you are willing to be guided by him, he will throw around you influences for good that will enable you to accomplish all his will for you. So God could help each one of us on this line this evening to do his will, to observe the health rules and try to live a more healthy life. Thank you, Sister Paula.
Amen.
May God bless all of us.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear Sister Tammy, Sister Cancinelli, for that LTP advice, brothers and sisters. We got a lot of information, and I do hope that my brothers and sisters taking down some of these things, but it came down for the obedient with the 8 laws of health, our dear sister, a place that we can't do anything if we refuse or reject the 8 laws of health. And you know what the 8 laws of health, the 8 doctor call, that make house call, nutrition, proper food, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And my sister had pointed out that 8 laws, so we have to ask the Lord to help us, brothers and sisters, that we will be obedient to this law of health. And then when we obey by the law of health, all these ailments that we are suffering with, you know, weakness, right? And all these things that is coming down upon us, God is able to help us because he is a great physician and he is there to heal us. So I just want to thank my dear sister for the contribution that she has been sharing these wonderful resources to us on this line. Thank you again, my dear sister Consinelli. All right. Yes, brothers and sisters, we're asking you, please, to be brief, 225-337. Our line is open. Can you tell your name, where you're calling from? We'd like everyone to share tonight, our brothers and sisters, let us.
Good evening. I believe my number is open, Sister Kyle. This is Sister Leola.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. I wasn't sure. I just calling in just to thank the Lord for this prayer line and for the brothers and sisters. I would like to share a scripture, and I'll just like to sing just one verse of the song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. And I want to read my scripture first. So I just want to thank the Lord for being able to join in. I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 4, and I want to read just a couple of verses there. It says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering to the rest of any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. The word preach did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. In verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing the asunder of the soul and spirit, of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerning of the thought and the intent of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. A couple of more scriptures, two more. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And sisters and brothers, I just want to share a song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm calling, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass us by. O Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we are here on this prayer line tonight. Heavenly Father, we call upon thine Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to fill us tonight, Lord, with the word of God. Lord, we calling down upon your power to fill the speaker tonight, Father, that the word that she our heart and our mind, that we can get our heart and our body ready for your coming. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for your grace, for your mercy. Lord, for the Bible said, for the Lord is quick and powerful and piercing even the thought and the intent of our heart. Oh, Father, help us right now, Father. Help us to get our heart in tune with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we may be finding the grace of God to help us in this time of need. Oh, Father, we need you right now, Father, on every hand, Lord. Evil is pressed in. So, Lord, right now, Father, I'm asking that you send a special word upon your children tonight, even my heart, Lord. Let us hear the truth, Lord, as it is in Christ Jesus. Father, forgive us for our sins and help us, Lord, to accept your word and to believe that you are truth and you're the light. And, Lord, let us become boldly to the throne and enter into that light that God said that we must believe and we must be that light that's on a hill that everybody will be able to see it. So, Father, help us in our life, Lord. Let that light so shine. So, Lord, for each and every person on this prayer line, Father, I'm asking that you give them the light. And as the song says, the light, this little light of mine, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. So, Father, help us to let that light shine. As my sister was saying that we need to keep God's word and we need to take care of this body and help and allow God to minister us his healing hands, his healing words, and all of his things by nature. So thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. And Sister Paula, I wanted to just share a little something with my brothers and sisters. As my sister was talking about eating chocolate, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, have you ever had carob powder? Take you some carob powder. You'll have just like a good chocolate malt or make a little a chocolate smoothie. Mix you some coconut cream and put you some coconut and mush up a banana and put you some pineapple, some fruit. You will have you a good a smoothie or a yogurt or whatever, however you want to call it. It makes such a good dessert. And so if you just take that and add you some flaxseed, let me tell you something. If people are having problem with bowel movement, that helps you. So mix that all together, and let me tell you, it's a good little dessert. It's almost like one of the, people would call a pudding, like a pudding pie. So you can take that little bit and make you a good dessert. So I just want to thank you just to add that to my little blessing for my sisters and brothers. Thank you, Sister Powell, and may God bless my brothers and sisters on the Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leela, for singing and also sharing in your reading. You know, singing, pass we not, O gentle Savior. Lord, we don't want the Lord to pass us by, brothers and sisters. And as our dear sister said to us, as you read Hebrews 5:4-12, he said, for we have an high priest which cannot be touched with the infirmities of, but he was tempting just as we are, brothers and sisters. Our high priest came and he was tempted like we, but he never sinned. So this is a lesson for each one of us, right? That the Lord wants us to gain victory over all sin. And since our high priest came on this earth here and he was tempted, what Satan is doing to us now, he had passed through that. But his father was there to keep him and to guide and to lead him, and he never sinned. So, brothers and sisters, God is so good. He's so great. I'm going to open this line. Please, brothers and sisters, we are asking you if you could be briefly, because we want the message to, you know, the time period that our message will be going through the sermon. So we're asking you, please, asking everyone to be brief, please. 518-650, your line is open.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone on the line. I'm just going to, I am just going to pray this evening because there is no time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. Lord, I just want to thank you for sparing my life from morning until now, dear God. And now I come, Lord, you are God. I come to give you thanks and I come to give you praise for your many, many blessings and your many, many goodness and all what you have done for me, Lord. You have kept me alive. I'm so thankful. I just want to magnify and praise your name because your name is worthy to be praised, Lord. Into your hand I put everything, dear God. Take full control of everything. You see me, you know me, you understand me, Lord. And you know my thought, my going out and my coming in. You protect me, you guide me, you seal me. So I just want to thank you, Father. Have your way. Lord, I pray for each and everyone on the line this evening, dear God. I'm asking you to send your holy angel to encamp round about us. Beat back every darkness, O God, and let your bright light shine upon us so that we may see and know that you is God and God alone, and there is no other God but you. Help us to come boldly before you, dear God, and to bow down at your feet and ask you for forgiveness of our sin. Please, Lord, forgive me of all my sin, all my unrighteousness, and help me, Jesus, to come to you with a clean hands and a pure heart. Because only a clean hands and a pure heart, O God, will be fitted for your kingdom. Father, into your hand I leave everything. All the worries, all the troubles, all the problems, and each and every one, O God. Lord, I put the sick into your hand, O God, the hungry into your hand, the naked into your hand. Those who do not have nowhere to live, O God, I put them into your hand. Lord, you will supply each and every one of us need according to your riches in glory, because you do not want to see any of us die for hunger, and you don't want to see any of us go the way you do not want us to go. You wish above all things that all of us would prosper and be in good health, and you wish that all of us should come to repentance, O God, so that we can be saved in your kingdom. Continue to bless us. Continue to guide us, O God. Continue to take full control. And Lord, when all is said and done, what I fail of asking you, dear God, fail not to grant it unto me. Be with our families, be with our friends, be with our neighbors, be with our co-workers, O God. Be with everyone we come in contact with. Help them to see Christ in us, O God. Father, help us to help each one we can. To stretch a hand, O God, and to give what we can and to do what we can. Because, Lord, you have made us, O God, and you have made us to help each other. Not to just for ourselves, but to help each other. That's how we are going to make it. Continue to take full control and bless and guide and protect, O God. Cover us all. And have your way, I pray, and I give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear Sister Barnaby, for that prayer. Pray for each one of us. God is good. You know, we just want to thank you again for your contribution. God is really merciful on us. 301-868, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. How are you doing? That was a powerful prayer, Sister Barnaby. I'm not sure, Sister Paul, if Sister Barnaby wanted to give a praise report. Please, if she would like to give a praise report or a testimony, you can certainly do that. So you could kind of mute me and let her, if she has one, because I heard she said she's praying because of the time. But if she has a praise report or a testimony, she can certainly go ahead and give that at this time.
Okay. Five one eight six five zero. It was our Sister Barnaby. You have a praise report or testimony?
Yes, I talk, Harry. I just want to give God thanks for everything. God is good. He's a wonderful God. He is keeping me from day to day and providing for me, carrying me to and fro. I just want to give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise that is due unto his name, because whatever he's doing for me, I couldn't do it for myself. It's only God why I'm alive and here right now, so that I can come on this prayer line. And I just want to thank
Amen.
him want to praise him. I just want to magnify him. I'm not going to make nothing steal my joy from the Lord, because the Lord is good to me. So I just want to give him my all in all and ask him for guidance, for protection, and let me think, just focus on his word and his name and his goodness. Sometimes the devil is around trying to come in, but you have to just look to God and call upon God, you know, because in time like this, there is nothing else we have to look for, but look to God, because he will soon be here. He will soon be here. And if we don't stand right, we will be lost. And I don't want to be lost, because I don't want to be in problem and like what I'm in now on this earth. There's nothing good in this world. Sin, shame, and disgrace. And for me to lose my soul and lose out with my God, I don't want that to happen to me. So I just want to pray and ask everyone who can pray to pray for me. Call my name to God. Paulette Barnaby, call my name. I need prayer, because I need protection, guidance, even at the workplace. The workplace is so mixed up. Only God alone can take full control.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear sister. The workplace, our dear sister, thank you for that encouraging word. We all need the Lord, and we have to call upon him. We know that he's coming nearer than we think. So, brothers and sisters, tonight we are going to open some lines, and please, we are going to go into a season of prayer before the speaker come on. I'm going to open some lines, brothers and sisters. Let us breathe, right, and let us do some prayer. 423-635, your line is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. Yes, I'll do a word of prayer right now. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we come before you, Lord. We know there's nothing too hard for you, Father. You say, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open, O Father. Help us, O Father, to knock and to ask and to seek, O Father. We know, Father, you said you'll never leave us or forsake us, O Father. And as in your word, 2 Peter 1:2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Father, through you we can have grace and peace, and we ask for it even now. Sister Barnaby is asking for prayer. Oh, Father, you know what's going on in our hearts. You know what's going on in our community, especially at the workplace. Oh, Father, this demand that's going on, trying to get people to not use their conscience and their judgment, oh, Father, to do things that's ungodly. We know our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we should not put anything in there that will destroy us, oh, Father, and to lead us astray and to not be able to connect with you, Lord. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon your people. Protect them and guide them. Keep them from all harm and danger, O Lord. Lift up those who are suffering with the germs, the COVID-19, O Father. I ask that you will protect them, that they will use their immune system will be strengthened, that they will use the natural remedy, the ginger, the garlic, the onions, oh, Father, the oregano oil, Father, and each day to build up their immune system, to eat properly, oh, Father, the greens and those, the fruits, the natural things, and come away from the sweets and the sugar and the food, the fast food and the fried food, oh, Lord. Help us to afflict our soul and fast, oh, Lord, and eat greens and vegetables, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you will touch your people right now, Lord. Brother O'Neill, I just caught the tail end, oh, Father. Be with his daughter as she was in an accident, I believe. I ask that your mighty angel will help her and that she will receive healing, oh, Father. She will receive strength, oh, Father, in her body, oh, Father, that her mother will take good care of her and they will rally around her and help her and encourage her, Lord. Be with the other daughter and the son, Father. Bless them and protect them and guide them, O Father. Our families and friends in Jamaica and Belize and the Caribbean, and especially those that are here, O Father. I ask that you will bless them. The young people, Lord, keep them, O Father, in the name of Jesus. May they run to you, Lord, as their safeguard, Lord. May they put their trust in you and not unto men, O Father, who's out to kill us and destroy us. Your people, O Father, is being destroyed for a lack of knowledge, O Father. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding, O Father, in the name of Jesus. I bind the evil spirit in the name of Jesus that's come against us, Lord. Give us peace and comfort, even on this line, O Lord. Restore us, Father, to our true love, which is you. Restore us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us and help us. Bless the family unit, the little ones, O Father, and then those that I have received jobs and recovery from COVID and recovery of health and spirit and mind, O Father. We thank you. We just glorify. We magnify your name, Lord. Please bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters and those that are listening via internet, Lord. Supply their needs, O Lord, according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for praying for us. God is merciful, brothers. If there is no other time, we need a prayer of the same. We need a prayer of those who we love to strengthen us, because only prayer can help us in during these crises that we are going through, and God is able to do all things. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to open this line up. 301-868, your line is open.
How do you do, beloved?
Yes,
how are
brother.
You doing? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Amen, amen, amen.
Okay, sorry, I'm just, I think you hear me, okay. And so thank you so much, Sister Carla, for the prayer. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that praise. We are to have praises on our lips no matter the situation or the circumstances, and we know that God is good, he's able, and he's worthy to be praised. Praise. I know you hear my throat. It is not as clear as it would normally be, but we praise God because, 2 days ago, I couldn't even really speak. So God is good. I've used some of the natural remedies that I heard Sister Carla talking about. I've done my garlic and my ginger. I actually did the water hydrotherapy because there was nothing coming out a couple of days ago. So continue to pray for me that God will allow the voice to be able to present the message for today. Amen. And so, Sister Paula, as this is a Health Thursday, you've gone through the scriptures in Genesis 1, 29 and 30.
Yes, I did not just touch it. No, we didn't do much. But our dear sister continually had bring out actually all of that, and I just passed through it. Touch it a little.
All right, I will, certainly will. So let's bow our heads again, as we know that we are to pray without ceasing. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we touch and agree with all the prayers that have gone up, Lord, and I pray that you will be with my voice so that the message that you have presented for us today is one that is going to allow us to be changed. Lord, we want to be changed. We want to rely on you. We want to feast on the things that you've called us to feast on. God, you are so good, Heavenly Father. You are worthy to be praised. And even if you don't do anything else for us, we can say we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that is in control of our situation, in control of our lives, love us so much. He knows the very number of hair that is on our head. Lord, you are so good to us. Continue, Lord, to stir our hearts. Remove anything from me that is not of you. touch my throat even right now so that it will be crisp and clear. Thank you for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name you pray. Amen and amen. So as we have always, we know that this is Health Thursday, and we're going to look at Genesis 1:29 and the last part of 30, and it says, and God says, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face to all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. Go ahead. The last part of 30.
To you it shall be for meat. I have given every herb, every green herb for meat, and it was so.
Amen, amen. Can you do, so that was from the Old Testament. Let's segue to the New Testament in the third epistle of John.
Okay. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I have rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. For I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. And 5, beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the strangers. Herein.
Amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. So, beloved, I wish above what? All things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. And I know the beloved that are on the line, they're also praying for me. Amen, because I'm hearing the voice even a little clearer. So thank you. And thank you for that, Sister Paula. And you share the New Start, the 8 doctors that makes house call. Let me tell you something. I was listening to something. I'm looking at some housing that the Amish built, and I went on their website, and for some reason I got caught on this video, and it was talking about how the Amish used natural remedies, right? And some of the natural remedies they were talking about the dandelion, which can be used for diabetes, dropsy, cleaning of the blood. So that is something that they use natural. The wild cherry bark. They use something called the pig ears leaf. Yeah, I know, right? It's a plant. They use the feverfew, which is like a daisy. They also use it as a tea and also as an insect repellent. They use the golden seed root. So they're using the natural remedies to heal themselves, to boost their immune system, right? I heard Sister Carla prayed about that. I have a praise report, too. I have a lot of them, but I'm not going to take up all the time. But I came with praises on my lips. My niece, she came down with COVID, went into the hospital, according to her the information that we've gotten, 3 times. And she had passed out on one of the occasions. And so her mother contracted it as well. And she was telling me, I was talking to her today, right? And she sounded so strong. She was up and about. And I was like, how you sound like you're so strong, like you wasn't sick? And she said, I remember all the things that you were telling me to do. And I was doing it before I got sick. So I was able to bounce back. And she said when she was sick, Sister Powell called her and was sharing some additional things for her to do. And she utilized them as well. And it was just so wonderful for her. One of the things she told me, she said that this thing, it's demonic. Y'all know that, right? It is from the pit of hell. She said to me that it made her pass out. She said it meant like she, and I remember that the same thing happened to my niece. And she said it's like it's this thing tried to control your mind. Okay? This thing is fighting not only for your breath, it is fighting for your mind. The panacea, you know that's what I'm talking about, right? And I saw another video where this lady was giving her testimony. She was like, this is not a flesh and blood warfare. This is a spiritual warfare because it was like she was losing her mind. So we have to pray. We know this is not just a flesh and blood. We hear how they're pushing all of these things on us, where the data does not support what they're pushing. We heard from our Jewish diction just a couple of days ago that they are now mandating it for the educators in our county to get it. And if they don't get it, they are subjecting them to requiring them to come in before the start of their duty to get tested. Now, we're also hearing that there are some ingredients that are in the testing that they're using that are made from antifreeze. They're causing bleeding into the nose and all of those things. So we don't even know what they're using in those tests to test us, okay? And so we know where this is tending. But our God of heaven said that he will, what, take care of all of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He will hide us in his secret place, right? And so the help message, as this is the right arm of the gospel, that is what Sister Powell was using to help the individuals or family members that had contracted it, and before that, we were giving them the help message to boost their immune system. So God is good. We have a powerful, powerful weapon to this. We should be shouting this from the mountaintop. We have this light that we are not sharing. I'm not sure if Brother Oni, Sister Paul, did he share any of the current events?
No, he didn't, but he came on and he had an accident. His children, two children, came and asked for prayer.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right, okay. So I didn't know if he was going to go into, but I was talking to someone that works in a hospital, and she was like, her hospital is not mandating or requiring them to take the vaccination because what they're doing is they're looking at the true data. They're not looking at what the media is saying. The media, they're not scientists, but they're looking at the true data where they're showing that the individuals that took the panacea, they are the ones that are coming down and being infected with the Delta and all of these variants. And what she shared with me, she said there was a study that came out of Nashville where they were saying that what it is doing, it is wiping out the immune system. The panacea that they're pushing is wiping out your immune system. So then if it's wiping out the immune system, you're not going to be able to fight off the things that they say you're supposed to fight off. Right? And my sister-in-law, she contracted it, and she came out. She said, don't get me wrong, this is real. But because of what she was doing first, her turmeric or ginger, because I share the information with them. I shared it with my niece. I'm not sure how much my sister-in-law, which is my niece's mother, she was boosting her immune. She was boosting before. She was doing her green juice, all of those stuff. My niece, I'm not sure what she was doing previously. And I'm not sure if she was able to do. I know she was doing some of the things. I'm not sure how often she was able to do all of the things. But she is, the last time we heard, she did come out of the hospital, and she's recovering. So I can say I know individuals that have gone through it, and they say it's terrible, but they have made it to the other side. Sister Leola shared about what Sister Carolyn, Sister Powell, who went through it and came out. So mm-hmm. we're going to keep praying because the science, if you're really looking at the science, we're not following the science. Because I shared with you, according to the coronavirus, Johns Hopkins website, where they're tracking the data, 99.98% of the individuals that contracted it that does not have any kind of severe health conditions are recovering. So the individuals that are dying are individuals that have compromising, immune system compromising ailments. I shared with you that I know someone who took the panacea on Wednesday and died on Sunday. But I've heard people coming and reporting that they have had it and they have used the remedies. And this is what she told me. Oh, I forgot this. My sister-in-law told me that when she went in there, they gave her vitamin C and vitamin Z and said, oh, yeah, go home. We can't do anything for you. Because she was boosting her immune system. So then she said, well, she also takes care of an elderly person. She was like, well, I'm going to take the vaccine. I said, no, you're not. I said, your body now has antibodies in there. So you should be having herd immunity. That should be around you. Right? But God is good to us. So I just want to share that. Heavenly Father, continue to be with us as we continue to study on the health reform, this health message that is powerful. That is powerful. We can draw people closer to you, Heavenly Father, with this message. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. Be with us. Keep us alert. Keep us vigilant. But, Lord, let our hearts not be troubled. You will take care of us. When we go into the fire, you're there. When we go into the lion's den, you're there. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace, your healing power, your mercy, and your words. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So last week we stopped. I wasn't going to go back here, but last week we stopped here, and I'm going to read a little bit of that. But I do want to start off. So we stopped in the touch of faith, right? I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to kind of do backwards because of what where the Holy Spirit is leading me as well. So I'm going to go into diet and health because I heard Sister Carla shared about the things that we are eating, right? That sugar, some of the things that we're consuming is not good for us. And did I tell you about the hydrotherapy? Where I was using hot and cold and hot and cold, it helped my throat as well, right? And those are some of the things that I was telling my sister-in-law and my niece to do. And she was like, I thank you all, right? She said, yeah, I know the things you were calling me and telling me what I need to do. She said, I thank you. And then she said, I spoke to your mom. She called and she shared some things for me, and I did everything. She said, everything, that steam, she said, oh, I was doing it. What? Oh, man, don't we have some remedies, right? Don't we have some things that will boost our immune system? We're not saying that, let me put a disclaimer out there. We're not saying that we're curing anything. What we're saying that what we're using has given us some resolve to the infirmities and inflictions that our bodies go through. Amen? All right, so we're going to go into diet and health. All right, and I'm going to start with, it says, reform in diet. It says, where wrong habits of diet have been indulged, there should be no delay to reform. What? Where wrong habits, sometimes we do things and we eat things and we consume things. Some of the things we didn't know it was bad for us, some of them we did know, right? But it says, God is a good God. He forgives us. Where wrong habits of diet have been indulged, there should be no delay to reform, no delay in reform, so that to change. When dyspepsia has resulted from abuse of the stomach, efforts should be made carefully to preserve the remaining strength of the vital forces by removing every overtaxing burden. Now, let me share this with you. She did say she used the new start. She was like, I was making sure that my nutrition was right. I went outside. She said, she went outside to get the vitamin D, to walk, and to get the fresh air. We have what is that course is about?
New Start.
The eight doctors that makes house calls?
New start.
Continue to sprinkle that. When you come around and say, okay, I bid you the new start. Are you ready? Are you ready for the new start? And you just, they're like, what's that? I throw it out when I'm in these virtual meetings and everything. They're like, what's that? And they're like, I'm going to try that. Amen? God has kept us 18 months. He has put an edge of protection around us. Amen? It says,
amen.
All right, amen, amen, amen. Over time, we're just trying to look back at my page, kind of move. Thank you. It says, efforts should be made carefully to preserve the remaining strength of the vital forces by removing every overtaxing burden. All right? Do you know that when we stress too, when we are anxious, right, when we are worrying, can that overtax our bodies? And our organs, just think about that, The stomach may never entirely recover health after long abuse, but a proper course of diet will save further debility and many will recover more or less fully. It is not easy to prescribe rules that will meet every case, but with attention to right principle in eating, great reforms may be made, and the cook need not be continually toiling to tempt the appetite. I threw some asparagus together really, really quickly, and that was, add some garlic and some onions and stuff. It was tasty too. Abstemiousness in diet is rewarded with mental and moral vigor, okay? It also aids in the control of the passion. Overeating is especially harmful to those who are sluggish in temperament. These should eat sparingly. And eat and take plenty of what? Physical exercise. So we hear about the nutrition and the exercise. Two of the eight doctors that makes house call. There are men and women of excellent natural ability who do not accomplish half what they might if they would what? Exercise self-control to the denial of appetite. All right, we're coming up a time where we're not going to be able to buy and sell, where we're going to have to look at simple food. But God says that if we abide in him, if we're obedient to him, our bread and what?
Water will be sure.
Water shall be sure. I thought about this before, earlier today, on the prayer line. And I it came to me where our Heavenly Father was the first DoorDash, right? We know that with COVID over the last 18 months, a lot of people could order food and it would come to their house, or order things and it could come to their house. Have you thought about that? There's no new things under the sun, right? Nothing that is new under the sun. Our Heavenly Father was the first delivery service, the first DoorDash. And you're saying, where's she going with that? Think about it. In the wilderness, right, he was what? A cloud by day and a fire by night. What rained from heaven? Manna. Amen? He delivered it to them. Right? And then when their wicked, murmuring hearts started to crave for flesh food, the flesh pot. He rained that down too. He rained the quail down for them, right? And sometimes God will allow things to happen. It wasn't in the plan, but because we are murmuring, God allowed it to happen. And what happened to them? Because of their disobedience, it was coming out all over, all through their holes and everything. And many of them died. So let's not try to go against God's will. Let's ask God to give us the heart to will according to his will. Amen? All right, so it says, many writers and speakers fail here. After eating heartily, they give themselves to sedentary occupation, reading, studying, or writing, allowing no time to physical exercise, for physical exercise. So when we eat, it's good to take a walk. As a consequence, the free flow of thought and words is checked. Excuse me. They cannot write or speak with the force and intensity necessary in order to reach the heart. Their efforts are tame and fruitless. And so many times in sermons, we can't even hear the rebuke or the corrections for many of the things that we're not supposed to do, because many of them are not converted or have not been reformed from the way that we eat. So if you're eating sweets and all of those things, and the flesh not of fruits or vegetable or plants, but the flesh of meat, how can you now stand up and tell somebody that they need to eat right? They need to make sure that they're following our health laws and our health practices. They can't do it, right? Does that make sense? Do you want to listen to somebody? Can you really tell somebody? Because you're going to be a hypocrite, and they're going to know. So that's the reason why. But here, you know, even if we have faltered, even if we have slipped off the wagon, we have a God that we can come and ask for forgiveness and ask him to curb the appetite. Right? All right. It says, these upon whom rest important responsibilities, those above all who are guardians of what? Spiritual interests, should be men of keen feeling and quick perception. More than others, they need to be temperate in eating. Rich and luxurious food should have no place upon their tables. Every day, men in positions of trust have decisions to make upon which depend results of great importance. Often they have to think rapidly, and this can be done successfully by those only who practice strict temperance. Are you hearing me clearly, Sister Powell? Hello? Are you hearing me? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? The mind strengthens under the correct treatment of the physical, and I'm praying that you all are hearing me, and mental powers. If the strain is not too great, new vigor comes with every taxation, but often the work of those who have important plans to consider and important decisions to make is affected for evil by the results of improper diet. A disordered stomach produces a disordered, uncertain mind, state of mind. Often it causes irritability. Hey, hi, sugar. I'm on the prayer line, so I just heard you, so I said, let me open up. I'm sorry, my daughter just came from her trip. Often it causes irritability, harshness, or injustice. Many a plan that would have been a blessing in the world has been set aside. Many a plan that would have been a blessing to the world has been set aside. Many unjust, oppressive, even cruel measures have been carried as the result of disease conditions due to wrong habits of eating. Here is a suggestion for all whose work is sedentary or chiefly mental. Let those who have sufficient moral courage and self-control try it. She come. At each meal, take only two or three kinds. Take only two or three kinds of simple food and eat no more than is required to satisfy hunger. Take active exercise every day and see if you do not receive benefits. Is she coming? Huh? Oh, I wanted to say hi there. Okay, all right, I'm sorry, beloved. My daughter just came back. She was away for a minute. Take active exercise every day and see if you do not receive benefits. Strong men who are engaged in active physical labor are not compelled to be as careful as to quantity or quality of their food as are persons of sedentary habits. But even these would have better health if I'm going to read it again. Strong men who are engaged in active physical labor are not compelled to be as careful as to the quantity or quality of their food as are persons of sedentary habits. But even those would have been better. I'm going to celebrate one of my little daughter's best friends in a minute, so I'm coming. But even these who would have better health if they would practice self-control in eating and drinking. Some wish that an exact rule could be prescribed for their diet. They overeat and then regret it, and so keep thinking about what they eat and drink. This is not as it should be. One person cannot lay down an exact rule for another. Everyone should exercise reason and self-control and should act from principle. This is the last part that I'm going to close with. Our bodies are Christ's purchased possession, and we are not at what? Liberty to do with them as we please. All who understand the laws of health should realize their obligation to obey these laws which God has established in their being. Obedience to the laws of health is to be made a what? A matter of personal duty. We ourselves must suffer the results of violated law. Violated law. We must individually answer to God for our habits and practices. Therefore, the question with us is not what is the world's practice, but how shall I, as the individual, treat the habitation that God has given me? All right? How shall I, as an individual, treat the habitation that God has given me? Amen. So here ends the reading for tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Well, I'm good. Thank you, my dear sister Stephanie. There was a little emergency came in, but God is good. Hi. Right. Thank you for hearing the as message. I heard the first part, diet and health, what God has given unto us. And also, you know, we are asking our brothers and sisters, let us pray for one another. If there is no other time, we need a prayer from those who we love. So we're asking you to lift up Brother Eli right for us and also his mom. I'm going to open this line, Sister Tamika, she can sing a song for us, and then we can do the prayer. And thank you, Sister Stephanie. God is so good. I know that your throat was bad, right? But you was clear. The Lord give you a clear throat that you could present the message. And thank my brothers and sister, everyone who joined tonight and who is here, right? And I am encouraging my brothers and sister here to continue to lift up each other. So I'm going to open this line before it cut. I don't know if it will cut. 272-770. Can you do a little song for us and close off with that prayer? Because I know my dear sister loves to sing, and I would like to give her the opportunity.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Powell. God bless you all, my dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for opening my line on Health Thursday. Yes, I will be honored to sing. I'll be singing Standing on the Promises. Excuse me. Standing on the promises of Christ my King. Through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of Zion's fear has failed. By the living word of God, I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, mounting eternally from the stronghold, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, Christ Savior. Now, dear Lord, as we pray, take our hearts and minds far away from the press of the world all around to your throne where grace does abound. May our lives be transformed by your love. May our souls be refreshed from above. At this moment, let people everywhere join us now as we come to your prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another precious day of life, dear Lord. Thank you for bringing us all together on this Health Thursday, dear Lord. We're so grateful to have you, dear Lord. We're so grateful that you're always with us and that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We're so grateful, dear Lord, that you love us with an everlasting love. Thank you so much for everything you do for us, dear Lord. We are so grateful to have you. Thank you for my dear Sister Powell. She always is praying for every single person on the prayer line. We're so grateful to have her. And please, dear Lord, continue to bless all of her family. Bless everybody's family and loved ones on this prayer line. Dear Lord, you know every situation that everyone is going through. So please pour out the Holy Spirit upon each and every person on this prayer line this evening, dear Lord, all of our brothers and sisters.
bless all of their family, bless all of their children, their grandchildren, if they have great-grandchildren, bless them all. Bless all of their siblings, dear Lord. Draw them closer and nearer to you. And please continue to strengthen Sister Powell and her family and shelter them, dear Lord, under the storms. Protect them at all times. Cover them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, dear Lord. And keep them safe under the safety of your wings, dear Lord. And we also like to lift up Sister Stephanie. Continue to bless her abundantly. Please heal her sore throat, Father God, as you are the great physician. We know, dear Lord, that there's nothing that you can't do. You can do all things. So, Father, please continue to bless Sister Stephanie and heal her in a mighty way, dear Lord. And bless her children, KJ and Kasha. Continue to bless them abundantly. Dear Lord, cover them as well from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, dear Lord. Let no weapon formed against them shall prosper, but be with them along life's narrow ways. And we would like to bless every single person on this prayer line. Bless all of our sisters and brothers. You know the situations that they're going through, and please bless Brother O'Neill and his daughter, what happened to her, dear Lord. You know you protected her, so we thank God that she's alive. We're sorry that she got hurt, but thank you, dear Lord, by your grace and your mercy that you saved her life and brought her through. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. We give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Continue to take care of his daughter, dear Lord. Shower her with blessings abundantly, more than she can ever ask or ever dream, and pour out your Holy Spirit upon her and the rest of her family members, dear Lord. Place a shield of angels of protection around her family, around her door, around her home to keep her safe and protected, dear Lord. And bless everybody on this prayer line, dear Lord. Cover every person that is on this prayer line, all of my dear brothers and sisters. Cover them in your righteousness, dear Lord. Cover them in the safe. Cover them, dear Lord, in your precious and sacred holy blood, dear Lord. And may you always be with them and strengthen them wherever they may go, dear Lord. Always place a shield of angels of protection around them, dear Lord. We know that you are always with us because you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are Emmanuel. You are the great I Am. So we love you, dear Lord. And we want to continue to serve you and do your will. Not our will, but thy will be done. Father God, if there's anything that is not right within me, please remove it and create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit, dear Lord. Continue to bless everybody here, dear Lord. And may we continue to put on the complete suit of armor, because we know that the enemy is out like a roaring lion seeking to devour someone. So please, dear Lord, help us to remember to put on our complete suit of armor every minute, every day. We need that, dear Lord, because we know greater is he that is in me than he that lives in the world. So, dear Lord, we ask him for your protection, your guidance, your mercy, as you are our strong tower. You are our hiding place. You are our rock and our fortress. We thank you so much for a beautiful evening together here that we can fellowship together with our dear brothers and sisters. Dear Lord, we place everything into your hands, dear Lord. Please continue to bless Sister Tina. Continue to strengthen her and help her to get well, as you are the great physician. And bless her mom. Heal them in a mighty way, dear Lord. Please continue to be with her and strengthen her. Help her to continue to take these health remedies to keep her strong, keep her pressing forward, dear Lord. We're so grateful that she's doing better, so we thank you for that. And we want to bless all of our brothers and sisters here. I might not remember all of your names, but I know some of them, so bear with me. Please bless Brother Eli and his mom, Rose. Bless Javelle, Jahari, Ebony, and Tatiana. Bless all of his family and all of his friends, all of his loved ones, dear Lord. Bless Sister Leola and her family. Bless Sister Lynn. Bless Sister Payne. Bless Sister Carla. Bless Sister Brenda and her husband, Brother John. Bless Sister Katie, dear Lord. Bless Sister Charmaine and her baby. Continue to strengthen them and be with them. Bless Brother Udi and his wife, Melissa. Bless their health food store. May they receive the workers that they've been praying for, dear Lord. Continue to bless each and every one of us and strengthen us in these last days. We need you, dear Lord, now more than ever. Please help us, dear Lord, to draw nearer and nearer to you as we behold the day drawing near. Dear Lord, we ask for a double dose of the Holy Spirit, dear Lord, because we need you truly, dear Lord, and so many things are going on in the world. But we know, dear Lord, that you are always with us. We know that you will help us through any situation that we are going through, dear Lord. So we rely on you, and we put all of our trust in you, dear Lord, because we know that you are our fortress and you are our refuge. We thank you so much, dear Lord. And you said that you would never let any plagues come near our dwelling place. So we thank you again, dear Lord. We place everything in your hands. May we continue to trust in you and to continue to do your will. Not our will, but thy will be done. So we leave in your precious care and keeping, dear Lord. We thank you in advance for all that you're going to do for us, and we thank you for all that you continue to do for us. We love you, dear Lord, and we thank you for a peaceful and beautiful night. We love you, and we leave now in your precious care and keeping, dear Lord. In the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister Tamika, for that prayer for each and every one. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining and also sharing. God is so good. He's so great to us, and we are encouraging our brothers and sisters. As said, today is Esther, the reform that passed. And this is our little quote that I will just inform you what we are supposed to be doing. It said, there are someone who would be benefited more for abstinence from food for a day or two and every week than by any amount of treatment of medical advice. To fast one day a week would be of incurable benefit to them. So we are encouraging our brothers and sisters, you know, to ask the Lord to help us that we can fast one day a week, and it will help us. It will be beneficial to our problems that we are facing. It also stated, I have been instructed that the nut food are often used unwisely, that too large a proportion of nuts is used, that some nuts are not as wholesome as others. Almonds are preferable to peanuts, but peanuts is limited quality may be used in connection with grains to make nourishment and digestive food. So there are some nuts, brothers and sisters, you know, so we have to do some studying. God bless. Have a blessed night. And remember, tomorrow is our Sabbath, and we are inviting everyone to be on the line tomorrow. So we will just close with a song. May the Lord bless and keep you all, and I hope and wish you a happy and blessed night tonight. Sleeping, have a good sleep. Right?
So
the rulers in
speak.